Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. Here we are continuing the halachas of Risug Shelag, which was an iser to crush ice or any frozen liquid in order to get a liquid out of it, because that's creating a new entity, the liquid. And the shaila, what the iser was, either it's similar to schita or it's some kind of halacha or iser of a mylid. Either way, you're not allowed to crush frozen ice, frozen liquids or ice in order to get the liquid out of it. So the Magavram writes in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, which Rule brings down in Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkat and Kuf, that it's usher to pour hot water over dishes that contain hardened grease, because doing so will dissolve the grease, and that will be creating a new entity. By pouring the hot water on the grease, it will create a new entity. We're not talking about the Isra of Bishel there, because we're talking about water that was warmed from before Shabbos, and the grease is already cooked, and the water is not so hot. The Isra we're talking about here is melting the grease, dissolving the grease, and creating a new entity. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says that's also to do. And he says, you want to clean those dishes from the grease. He says you should put the dishes into the bucket of warm water. And therefore, it melts in the water by itself, dissolves in the water by itself. And that's not an issa. Just like I'm allowed to put a piece of ice into water, that's not the issa of Risuk Shelag. Here also, you can put the dishes into the water. And even though the grease dissolves, that's not a problem. It's not creating a new entity, because that happens by itself. Now, from this Magen Avraham, there are some places we'll learn that you're not allowed to pour hot water onto instant coffee or onto sugar. We're talking about in a Kli Shlishi even. The case is you're pouring hot water onto this instant coffee, onto sugar, and it automatically dissolves. So that's a maisa of dissolving a solid and making it into a liquid entity. That's the question. Does that go into the iser of mylid or not? So a lot of Paiskim held that the best way to make the coffee was to have the water into the Kli Shlishi or Kli Shlishi and add the coffee in afterwards, but not pouring hot water directly onto the coffee, onto the sugar, because that would be a problem of mylid. But the minig, I think, is not like that. We're not machmir on that, because the Paiskim explained that the sugar or the coffee does not automatically dissolve when you pour the water on. You pour the water on it, and then after a few seconds or the 10, 20 seconds, then it dissolves. So therefore, it's not really my maisa that's causing it to dissolve, and therefore, it's not the issue of mylid, and that seems the minig olam to be makel to pour the hot water of a klishishi or klisheni, whatever the case is, a case where it's not bishul, to pour the hot water onto the coffee, and we're not worried about the issa of mylid. There's one other application of the issa of mylid that's very negaya. According to some paiskim, you're not allowed to discharge whipped cream from a pressurized can. Why? Because here, you're manually transforming the liquid cream that's in the can into a solid cream. In that can, it's liquid. And when you press that button, this pressurized can, what happens is it turns into a cream. And therefore, this might be included in that issa of mylid. And a lot of paiskim held that was usur, so ask your local rav what to do. But most of the olam is machmir on using these whipped cream cans for this reason, because it goes into the issa of mylid, similar to the issa of risug shalem.